Listen up, athletes. We're tackling the Ironman, a 140.6-mile endurance test that breaks down into a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and 26.2-mile marathon. And let me be clear, conquering this distance isn't about throwing sheer volume at the wall. It requires a strategic, progressive approach. Every stroke, every pedal turn, every mile on the pavement has to be intentional. That's why your success hinges entirely on a structured 20-week training plan. And before we even step foot on this blueprint, you need to be maintaining a solid 8 to 10-hour weekly training base. We aren't starting from zero. We're building on a foundation. Our core philosophy here is simple but non-negotiable. We prioritize smart periodization, discipline-specific skill development, strategic gear investment, and rigorous recovery. We are not chasing arbitrary finish times. We are chasing mastery of the process. Before we begin week one, you must verify your fitness foundation. Can you swim 1 mile nonstop? Can you run 6 to 10 miles comfortably? Can you cycle 40 to 60 miles without severe fatigue? If the answer isn't a confident yes, we adjust the starting block. Let's set realistic expectations. First-time finishers typically cross that line in 12 to 16 hours. Roughly 5% fail to finish, usually because they race their first half too hard or ignored their nutrition plan. We won't be in that 5%. So, shift your focus to controllable process metrics. Maintain your swim technique. Hit your bike power targets. Execute your hourly nutrition plan without deviation. Start that marathon conservatively. Forget the clock. Trust the training. Your race selection should align with your natural strengths, your training climate, and your logistical comfort. Lock in your registration a full year in advance. Commitment starts long before race day. Now, let's walk through the 20-week blueprint. It follows four distinct, deliberate phases. Weeks 1 through 5 are all about base building. We're emphasizing zone 2 aerobic capacity, drilling technique, and locking in a consistent schedule of 3 sessions per discipline. We're targeting 8 to 10 hours weekly. Build the engine. And remember, every 4th week, we dial back. A 30 to 50% volume reduction is mandatory. This isn't laziness, it's physiological adaptation. You grow during the recovery. Week 6 through 10, we increase volume by no more than 10% weekly. We introduce brick workouts. We peak at longer, focused sessions, 3,000 meters in the water, 60 miles on the bike, and 10 miles on the run. Pace yourself. Weeks 11 through 15 represent your peak phase. This is where we demand 15 or more hours weekly. You'll tackle 70-mile-plus bike rides, 14 to 18-mile runs, and a full race simulation. This is your dress rehearsal. Test your pacing. Validate your nutrition. Prove your equipment works. Week 12 is a mandatory recovery week. You will take it. No excuses. Then week 16 through 20, we shift into the taper. We reduce volume by 40 to 60% while maintaining your session frequency. You're shedding fatigue, not fitness. Mark your calendars. Your final long run occurs 18 to 22 days before race day. Your final long bike drops 14 to 21 days out. Sharp, fresh, and ready. Now, let's break down discipline-specific execution. Each requires targeted strategies. Swimming transitions from the controlled pool environment to open water. You'll run 3 weekly sessions of 3 to 4,000 meters. Drill your sighting technique. Learn to navigate waves and currents without breaking your rhythm. Cycling demands the most time, roughly 50% of your total volume. Focus on century rides, race-based intervals, and rigorous nutrition testing. This is where the race is won or lost. You must practice consuming 80 to 100 grams of carbohydrates every single hour. Condition your digestive system now so it doesn't rebel on race day. Running prioritizes durability over raw mileage. We cap long runs at 18 to 22 miles and reduce frequency to 3 or 4 sessions weekly. Protect your joints. Build resilience. The critical bridge between these disciplines is the brick workout. We introduce these 12 to 16 weeks out. These bike-to-run transitions teach your body to adapt to fatigued, jelly legs. They validate your nutrition strategy and streamline your transition procedures. Smooth turns win races. Equipment investments directly impact your training efficiency and race day performance. Spend wisely. A professional bike fit is your most critical investment. It optimizes aerodynamics, maximizes power transfer, and ensures comfort to prevent injury during those long rides. Do not skip this. Upgrade to a triathlon-specific wetsuit. Look for 1.5 to 2 millimeter shoulder neoprene and tapered legs. It enhances stroke flexibility and significantly reduces drag in the water. For performance monitoring, rely on chest strap heart rate monitors. They offer 99.6% accuracy for precise zone training. Pair that with GPS watches and smart indoor trainers that deliver power accuracy within 1 to 3%. Train with data, not guesswork. And leverage virtual platforms to rehearse actual Ironman courses months in advance. Know the climbs. Know the turns. But remember, consistency and burnout prevention are equally vital to your success. Ironman training consumes significant time and energy. Lifestyle balance is non-negotiable. You cannot outtrain a broken schedule. Schedule 3 to 4 complete rest days monthly. Protect your personal relationships. Treat recovery as a performance tool, not a reward. Sleep is paramount. Elite athletes target 8 hours nightly. Consistent rest yields performance gains comparable to advanced training interventions. Get in bed. Get the rest. Add daily strength training. Just 10 minutes, 3 times a week. Build essential hamstring, glute, and core stability to prevent mechanical breakdown when fatigue sets in. You must learn to interpret your body's physiological signals. A declining heart rate response, persistent fatigue, or a sudden dread of workouts are red flags. They indicate the immediate need for volume reduction. Listen to your body. Work stress and training stress compound rapidly. Proactive recovery isn't optional, it's essential. Let's lock in the critical takeaways for Ironman success. Establish a verified fitness base before starting the 20-week plan. Adhere to structured periodization with deliberate build, peak, and taper phases. Master open water swimming, bike nutrition, and brick transitions. Invest in a professional bike fit, a quality tri-wetsuit, and accurate heart rate monitoring. And prioritize sleep, strength training, and physiological feedback to prevent burnout. Ultimately, finishing an Ironman is a monumental achievement. It rewards disciplined preparation, process-focused execution, and deep respect for your body's adaptation timeline. Trust the plan, execute the details, and see you on the start line.